I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Among those participating in the armed occupation of the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge in Oregon are Ryan Payne, an Army veteran from Anaconda. Payne drew attention to Montana's militia movement in 2014 when he went to Nevada to defend Clive and Bundy in a dispute over federal grazing fees. The Montana Human Rights Network monitors anti-government militias here. Its co-director, Rachel Carol Rivas, spoke with MTPR's Katie Reardon.
You tweeted today saying Ryan Payne is from Montana. Yikes. So why that response?
You know, the fact that the Oregon anti-government militia occupation has a Montana connection isn't something we should be proud of. But instead, I think it's a reminder that we have a problem here with right-wing extremism and an ever-present potential for violence. You know, while some Republican politicians in the state have even put forward efforts stirring up fear over the Syrian refugees relocation in the state, I think it would behoove our leaders to take note that even law enforcement sees the anti-government patriot movement as a major threat. And this example in Oregon shows the real potential, I think, for even possible domestic terrorism.
And what do we sort of know about Ryan?
Very little. I think there's been some great exposés by news outlets in Montana, as well as national coverage by the Southern Poverty Law Center on Ryan and his involvement in the Bundy Ranch standoff in Nevada. I think the most important thing to note is that he's part of a right-wing anti-government movement that is in our state and that even draws people to Montana, and that then they, because of, I think, in part social media, are activated to respond to activities around the country and especially in the West. I think that it's clear that Ryan is a true believer. Many of the folks at the Oregon standoff and that have been engaged in real hardcore activities in Montana, like the Oath Keepers in Lincoln this last year.
When you say it draws people to Montana, how serious of a threat is that?
I think that there's a perception that Montana is a place where you can come and espouse your right-wing anti-government beliefs and they will be accepted. And the reality is that most Montanans don't agree with that. However, I think that there is an active right-wing movement in our state, an anti-government militia movement, and I think it's something to be concerned of.
You spoke to how social media is playing a big part in this. Have you seen that galvanizing people?
Yeah, we think it's really essential to keep abreast of the right-wing movements in the state and be aware of any flashpoints that might trigger increased activism, like the occupation in Oregon. So we are watching closely because I think that there is a potential there for violence, and it's exactly the kind of thing that can either bring a movement shame or deflate it, or it can spur increased activity. And that has happened in the history through the 90s and with Waco and Ruby Ridge and Oklahoma City, and I hope that that's not the case here.
Anything of note so far?
I think that there's definitely calls to action in terms of being supportive of the occupation in Oregon, or even just supportive of the protesters in Oregon by right-wing activists in Montana. We have Tea Party activists, Oath Keeper activists, and even former state legislators who've advocated that Montanans be aware of what's going on in Oregon and supportive of the ranchers there.
Montana is no stranger to standing up to the federal government, as you mentioned. What sort of parallels can you draw from this event to what's taken place here recently and then also historically?
Montana does have a history of right-wing anti-government activity, and have the militia movement that has been active in our state, including the Militia Montana. And of course, the Freeman standoff, which was a very famous occurrence that happened in Montana. And in some ways, even our right-wing activists have drawn parallels here to this situation. We have right-wing activists who've taken a very public stand against the federal government. It's very concerning. Those things can and quietly, but usually don't. The potential for violence when guns and weapons are involved is always heightened. What's going on in Oregon and what happened in Nevada also draws on a very active anti-public lands movement that's going on across the West and has real strong roots in Montana. The push to privatize or sell off our public lands is drawing from a movement that is generally just anti-government and are also very much involved in this idea of sell off our public lands. So I think there are parallels to that as well.
You talked about the Freeman standoff, and do you think because that didn't end in sort of the militia's favor, there's still sort of this simmering resentment, and potentially Oregon is seen as a new sort of battleground?
As one right-wing activist said online, starting in Oregon, or has it started in Oregon? And I think That's exactly right. Like, they're always looking for, you know, that point in which the revolution begins. The fact is that the far right, anti-government movement, like much of the right, is conspiratorial, and they're revolutionary, and they're looking for those points that actually call for and fulfill their conspiratorial ideas about the final showdown with the federal government. And so I don't believe that that will be the case in Oregon. I think that law enforcement is very well prepared. However, I think that, you know, this is what they're always looking for. They're always looking for that moment and the fulfillment of their conspiracy against the federal government.
Rachel Carroll Rivas is co-director of the Montana Human Rights Network. Montana Public Radio reached out to the local chapter of the Oath Keepers, a militia group. They did not return calls for comment. National Oath Keepers leaders have said via social media that they will not act in solidarity with the protesters in Oregon.